భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయేత్ నష్ట ప్రాయేష్వ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరీం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనతారణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీకృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం. So thank you very much, and I would like to pray to all the devotees, especially senior devotees, Bhakta Rupa Prabhu, who are present here. Please bless me, and please correct me wherever you feel. Today, 4th of November, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 12. So, since this is, it's not a prose, it's a paragraph, so we'll not be able to sing it, so we just have to recite it. Okay. Sa yada dugdha purva sukritastada karaskara kakatunda adi apunya drumalata విశోదపానవద్ ఉభయార్థ శూన్య ద్రవిణాన్ జీవన్ మృతాన్ స్వయం జీవన్ మ్రియమాన ఉపధావతి. సినానిమ్స్ సా దాట్ కండిషన్ సోల్ యదా వెన్ dugdha exhausted purva previous sukruta pious activities tada at that time karaskara kakatunda adi named karaskara kakatunda etc apunya drumalata impious trees and creepers విష ఉదపానవత్ లైక్ వెల్స్ విత్ పాయిజనస్ వాటర్ ఉభయ అర్థ శూన్య విచ్ కెనాట్ గివ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఈదర్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ ద్రవిణాన్ దోస్ హు పొజెస్ వెల్త్ జీవత్ మృతాన్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ డెడ్ ఆల్దో అపరెంట్లీ అలైవ్ స్వయం హీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ జీవత్ లివింగ్ మ్రియమాణ బీంగ్ డెడ్ ఉపధావతి అప్రోచెస్ ఫార్ మటీరియల్ అక్విజిషన్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: డ్యూ టు హిస్ పైయస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇన్ ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్స్ ద కండిషన్ సోల్ అటైన్స్ మటీరియల్ ఫెసిలిటీస్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ బట్ వెన్ దే ఆర్ ఫినిష్డ్ హీ టేక్స్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్ అండ్ రిచెస్ which cannot help him in this life or the next. Because of this, he approaches the living dead who possess these things. Such people are compared to impure trees, creepers and poisonous well. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The wealth and riches acquired through previous pious activities should not be misused for sense gratification. Enjoying them for sense gratification is like enjoying the fruits of a poisonous tree. Such activities will not help the conditioned soul in any way, neither in this life nor the next. However, if one engages his possessions in the service of the Lord, under the guidance of a proper spiritual master, he'll attain happiness both in this life and the next. Unless he does so, he eats a forbidden apple and thereby loses his paradise. Lord Sri Krishna therefore advises that one's possession should be given unto him. Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhoshi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva madarpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Bhagavad Gita 9.27. Material wealth and opulence attained through previous pious activities can be fully utilized for one's benefit in this life and next if one is Krishna conscious. One should not try to possess more than he needs for the bare necessities. If one gets more than that is needed, the surplus should be fully engaged in the Lord's service. That will make the conditioned soul, the world and Krishna happy. And this is the aim of life. Srila Prabhupada ki. This 14th chapter is spoken by Srila Shukadev Goswami. In 13th chapter was further talks between Rahugan and Jadbharat. And these talks were done in an allegorical way. Jadbharat would sometimes explain things like the man runs through a forest and he falls into a river and the river is half full of water. And these meanings were, although they were clear to Parikshit Maharaj, he said in the last verse of the 13th chapter, that these things will be clear to intelligent men. But for those who are not so intelligent, please explain these things again. So this 14th chapter is actually explained by Srila Shukadev Goswami. It's an explanation of the 13th chapter. So all the verses which are there in the 13th chapter, they are re-explained in the 14th chapter. And this explains why, although in the 13th chapter they are all verses, in the 14th chapter, because they are explanations, they are not verses but they are paragraphs. If we want to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, we should definitely seek the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without seeking the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no question of understanding Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said that Krishna Tulya Bhagavat Vibhu Sarvashray Prati Shloke Prati Akshare Nana Arthakoy. The Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Tulya. It is non-different from Krishna. Vibhu Sarvashray. It's all powerful. It can give everybody shelter. Prati Shloke Prati Akshare Nana Arthakoy. In every verse and in every alphabet, in every word, you can derive many, many meanings. Innumerable amount of meanings. Therefore, those who are blessed by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are able to see all the different meanings which are there, which are present in Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially if we see the commentaries written by various devotees who are dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Jeev Goswami. For one particular verse, they have given at least 5 to 6 different meanings. And one meaning doesn't touch the other meaning. Especially Srila Sanatana Goswami, he has done like this. So it's only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we can try to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise it may not be possible. Aham vetti, shuko vetti, vyasa vetti, na vetti va. Bhaktiya bhagavate grajyam na buddhya na chatikya. Bhaktiya bhagavate grajyam. That the Bhagavatam will be known by bhakti. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Na buddhya, not by one's intelligence, na chatikya, not by commentaries, not by studying many commentaries. It will be known by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, if we want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, definitely we should pray to Lord Chaitanya as Srila Rupa Goswami has prayed. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Tvishena. In this way he prayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which are spread throughout the Goswami literatures. And we should pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that we may be able to understand some of the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So especially in this verse, it is said that previously in the 13th chapter, previously there was one verse, 5:13:5, where it was said apunya vrikshan means impious trees. That was in the 13th chapter, 5th verse. And this meaning is being explained here now. What is the meaning of apunya vrikshan? Impious trees. What are those impious trees? So Jad Bharat had said in the 13th chapter, then he approaches certain impious trees, apunya vrikshan, and because of eating the poisonous fruits of these trees, he suffers severely. So what is the meaning of this apunya vrikshan? This is explained in this particular, it's not a verse, it's a paragraph. It is explained in this paragraph. So all the verses in the 13th chapter, they are corresponding to the paragraphs in the 14th chapter. So it's simply Shukdev Goswami's commentary on the 13th chapter. This 14th chapter is Shukdev Goswami's commentary on the 13th chapter. So Srila Sridhar Swami, who is considered as the topmost commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, he has pointed this out, that this verse is actually a commentary on 5:13:5. This is commentary. And he says there that Karaskar Kakatunda. These two trees are mentioned here. Karaskar Kakatunda. So this, in the translation also it is mentioned that the name of the tree is Karaskar and Kakatunda. These are poisonous trees. This Karaskar tree, it is known as poison nut tree. It's a very greyish looking tree, but it has a very bright red colored apple-like fruit. If somebody sees it from a distance, they'll think that it's a very ripe fruit and I can eat it. But if they approach this tree and then they try to eat this fruit, this poison nut is very poisonous. Immediately it will kill them. Although it looks very nice from outside. But this poison nut tree, it should not be eaten. And secondly is this Kakatunda. Kakatunda is very dark variety of aloe vera. Indian variety of aloe vera. If you try to eat this, then definitely, if you try to eat the sap of this aloe vera, definitely it will finish. So these are the two technical terms which are being used here, Karaskar and Kakatunda. So these are the two trees, and he says Adi, etc. Other trees also, Kakatunda, Adi, other trees also which are poisonous. So he compares those people who are very wealthy, they are like these poisonous trees, shrubs, poisonous wells, and the conditioned soul approaches them, and by approaching them he becomes more and more aggrieved, more and more aggrieved. Chanakya Pandit has said in this regard that tejat durjana samsargam bhaja sadhu samagamam, that therefore one should give up durjana samsargam, one should give up the company of those who are proud, excessively proud of their wealth, and bhaja sadhu samagamam, and therefore one should stay in the association of the sadhus. And therefore Sanatana Goswami, when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said Krishna prema vina vyarth daridra jivan das kari vetan more deho premadan, that you please, I have earned all the wealth in my life. When I retired, I got one whole boatload of gold coins. Now that I have retired, I have given up everything. Now I am seeking the real dana. Krishna prema vina vyartha daridra jivan das kari vetan more deho premadan. You please give me some premadan. If you give me some premadan, definitely then I have the real wealth, real treasure of life. Even Sanatana Goswami was like that. He did everything that is possible to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was put in a jail. First and foremost, he was working. Then he was found that he is not attending his job. Then they imprisoned him. Then after that, he bribed the jailer. He came out. After which he was with one of his assistants. Then he was going to stay in a guest house where they had a plan to murder him and take away all the money. And then he gave away all the money, but the servant kept one coin. Then he gave up the servant because he didn't want anything. Finally, when he gave up the servant, when he was completely free of all material possessions, when he had only the kantimala in his hand, one lota and one kopin, then he chanted very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in that condition we can appreciate, we can really appreciate what is the value of Premadhan. But it's interesting here that he says, Shukdev Goswami says that those who are very wealthy people, they ubayartham, they cannot give, their wealth cannot give happiness either in this life, neither can their wealth give happiness in the next life. Ubay means both. Ubayartham. It cannot give happiness in this life, it cannot give happiness in the next life. Because the very contact with these type of people is very miserable, extremely miserable. Those people who are possessing money, especially if you approach them, definitely they'll give you all sorts of trouble if you approach them for money. They'll give you all sorts of trouble. And obviously it is justified because they themselves have faced immense anxiety in earning this wealth. They themselves have faced immense anxiety. Therefore Avanti Brahman says, Arkasya sadhane siddhe utkarshe rakshane gaye nashop bhogo ayasas trasas chinta brahmonranam. Arkasya, in wealth, sadhane, in earning wealth, siddhe, in the attainment, in the actual attainment of wealth, utkarshe, in growing it, rakshane, in protecting it, vyaye, even in spending it, nasho, when it is destroyed, upabhoga, and even while enjoying it, ayasah, all people experience fear, delusion, all sorts of things. It's very obvious that they'll pass on some of the fear and delusion to us if we are approaching them. Moreover, Avanti Brahman also says that there are 15 things which are associated with wealth. There are 15 bad qualities which are associated with wealth. These 15 bad qualities, he says, are steyam, theft, stealing, hinsa, violence, unritam. Unritam means speaking lies. Dambaha. Dambaha means pride, vanity. Kamaha, lust. Krodaha, anger. Smayaha, illusion. Madaha, pride, excessive vain. And bhedaha, disagreement. Vairam, enmity. Avishwasaha, one cannot put faith on others. Samsparda, competition. Vyasanam, three types of intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. These three, total 15 things which are associated with money. Therefore, he says, intelligent person should, if he is intelligent, he should try to endeavor only for as much as is required. Only for as much as it is required. Not for more than that. Sometimes people say that, what is the harm? I want to earn money for Krishna. So I'll earn money for Krishna and I'll give to the temple, I'll give to... So what is the harm in this? So sometimes somebody asks me, so I told him, so okay, what is the harm? I want to play cricket for Krishna, or I want to become a Bollywood movie star for Krishna. But what is prominent in these desires? Is the desire for earning money prominent, or is the desire for serving Krishna prominent? If the desire for earning money is prominent, then that means it is not Shuddha Bhakti. It is not Uttama Bhakti. If the desire for serving Krishna is prominent, then definitely it can be called Shuddha Bhakti or Uttama Bhakti. Uttama Bhakti is defined like this. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. Anya abhilashita shunyam, all other desires should be zero. Jnana karma adi anavritam, it should not be covered by desires for jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, etc. karma adi. Adi means etc. Yoga, tapasya. Anukulyena, it should be favorable. Favorable, not for ourselves, favorable for Krishna. Anukulyena, Krishna anushilanam. Bhakti uttama. This is uttama bhakti. Uttama bhakti. If suppose tomorrow all your wealth is lost, will you still be serving Krishna in the same, with the same vigor, with the same enthusiasm? Will you still be attracted to devotional service with the same vigor, same enthusiasm that you were previously? Therefore, Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says, Alabdeva vinasteva bhakshya chadana sadhane. Whether somebody doesn't get any facility or whether he gets it and then it is lost or destroyed. Aviklava matir bhutva. Such a devotee is never disturbed. Whether he gets or he doesn't get a certain facility or even after attaining it, he loses it. It is destroyed. Aviklava matir bhutva. So, it's very important to see what is our prominent desire. Very important to see. Otherwise, we might say that I want to earn money for Krishna, I want to do so many things, I want to, you know, help the devotees in so many ways, therefore I am earning money. Then one should see whether what is the prominent desire. Is the prominent desire to earn money or is the prominent desire to serve Krishna? Sometimes then devotees also ask, why, what is the harm in earning money? What is the harm in earning money? Definitely there is no harm in earning money. Definitely, but Srimad Bhagavatam especially, for the devotees it specifies that Narthasya Dharmaikantasya Kamo Labhaya Hi Smritaha. That for one who is Dharma Aikanta, one who is one-pointed in religion, in true religion, Kamo Labhaya Hi Smritaha. He should not endeavor for more than that. He should not endeavor for more than what is necessary. Oh, but then all the temples will shut down. Then who will give the money? If I don't give the money, then who will give the money? So one should definitely have faith that definitely from somehow or other, if I don't give, at least somebody else will give. This faith one should have. This is Uttama Bhakti. There was a disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and in Gaudiya Math they used to have daily, they used to go out for making members, collecting donations, etc. One day one of the brahmacharis, he came and he said, you know, I am supporting the temple so much, I am collecting so many donations, so on and so forth. So the Maharaj came to know about this. Next day he called all the brahmacharis in the Mangalarti and said, from today nobody will go out on collecting funds. No collecting funds. We'll sit here and we'll chant Hare Krishna. Nothing else. Just we are going to sit here and we'll chant Hare Krishna. So some of the brahmacharis said, they started talking, so where will the prasadam come from? Where will the grains come from? How will it all happen? So he said, don't worry, we'll just sit here and chant Hare Krishna. Let's see what happens. So one day passed, the second day passed, and some of the devotees started getting in. Guru Maharaj, please, maybe we should go out and try to bring some grains for prasadam, some vegetables. The second day passed, and the third day passed. On the third day, automatically one person came and said, you know, I saw this samvat, I wanted to give some donations. Can I give some donations? Can I give some rice, dal, sabji? At that time, all the brahmacharis, they understood that ultimately the controlling power is in the hands of Krishna. And if we think that, you know, I am being the doer, or if I don't earn money, who will give money to the temple? And that's not a very correct way of thinking. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana pariyupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham vahami aham vahami. I carry. It is in Sanskrit, it is present tense, it is not past tense. Vahami is present tense, latlakar. So vahami means I am still carrying. He doesn't say avaham, I carried in the past. He says vahami, lat lakar, present tense, vahami aham. I am still carrying. But he also says, ajyo cha shraddha dhanascha samshayatma vinashyate. Those who are faithless, definitely they will be destroyed. Pranashyati, that is also present tense. That is not past tense. Pranashyati. If you are not having faith about it, Krishna will protect, maybe. If I simply chant Hare Krishna, Krishna will protect, maybe not, I don't know. So, Ashraddha Dhana, Samshayatma, Vinashyati, they are all fit for destruction in spiritual life. Nayam Lokosthi Naparo. In this world there is no happiness. In the other world there is no happiness. Na Sukham Samshayatmana. There is no any happiness in this world or in the next world for a person who is doubtful. Sridhar Swami says, Agya Sukhena Chikitsutum. And the one who is agya, ignorant, sukhena chikitsutum, easily he can be cured. Ashraddhana yatnena. One who is ashraddhana, one who lacks faith, he knows the scriptures but he lacks little faith, he can be cured with little effort, yatnena. But sanshayatma tu na chikitsutum shakya. But sanshayatma is not possible. One who is full of doubt is not possible to cure. It's not possible. Definitely not possible. He says, because even in his day-to-day eating, he is doubtful. Hey, somebody will poison me. I am such a wealthy person. Somebody is going to poison me. Are my friends, relatives, they are thinking well of me. I don't know whether he is really my friend or not. Nayam lokosti na poro. In this world also there is no happiness for him. Na poro. In the transcendental world there is no happiness for him. Na sukham. And there is no question of happiness. There is no any sort of happiness for him. Samshayatmana. For the doubtful. Therefore, he says, samshayamna kartavya. There should be no question of doubts. When Krishna says, yoga kshemam vahami aham, that I'll protect and I'll provide. If it is not through me, then it will be through somebody else. If it is not through one devotee, it will be through some other devotee. Doing his japa, doing his flowers. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he called him and said, Srivas Pandit, you are not doing any job. Do you think you will be able to maintain yourself like this? I think you should go and take one job. That will be nice. I think you should go and take one job. So Srivas Pandit, he just clapped his hands three times. At that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is the meaning of this clapping your hand three times? He said, I have full faith that yoga kshemam vahamyam, Krishna will definitely provide. First day if nothing comes, okay, no problem. Me and my wife, my children, we'll starve and we'll survive somehow. Second day if nothing comes, we'll starve, we'll survive somehow. Third day if nothing comes, what I'll do, I'll tie a stone around my neck and I'll drown in the Ganges. Because Krishna's word has been proven false, so I'll drown in the Ganges. At that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I promise you, Srivas, I promise you, even the lizards within your home, they'll be delivered, no problem. I'll personally come, even the lizards who are roaming within your home, I'll personally come and deliver them. But doubtful person, for him, Prabhupada says, therefore doubts are like demons. And one should definitely, one who is intelligent enough, he should take up the sword of knowledge and he should slash all these doubts. Jiv Goswami also mentions that in devotees there are two types of devotees. He says one is the Vichar Pradhan devotee, another is the Ruchi Pradhan devotee. Vichar Pradhan means, one who is very thoughtful, intelligent and likes to think everything from a critical point of view, okay? Likes to think everything from different various angles, likes to consider various angles. He is a Vichar Pradhan devotee. And Ruchi Pradhan devotee. Ruchi Pradhan devotee is one who has already found his taste in hearing, chanting. He derives his nourishment mainly from hearing, chanting, singing the glories of the Lord. That's a Ruchi Pradhan devotee. And Vichar Pradhan means he is more interested in intellectual exercises, studying the scriptures from different points of view. There is no problem in being a Vichar Pradhan person. There is no problem in being an intellectual. But one should definitely study thoroughly and convince oneself from different points of view. There are many places where Prabhupada says that in the Bhagavatam class, one should definitely study from different points of view. Definitely one should study from different points of view. This Bhagavatam, it's like a money, and if the rays of the sun, when they fall through that money, if you turn the money, then you will see different shades. Vaidurya mani. It's like a Vaidurya mani. And when you turn it, you will see the different shades. But you will have to pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll all have to pray that please be merciful on us, so that whatever meanings are there inherent in Srimad Bhagavatam, those meanings will be revealed to us. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanayas Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadu Vargenava Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matam Idam Tatradarah Nabara Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. This is the topmost praman. This Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the topmost praman. Prema Pumartho Mahan, and the highest Purusharth is Prem Purusharth. It's not Dharma Purusharth, it's not Earth Purusharth, it's not Kam Purusharth, it's not Moksha Purusharth. The highest Purusharth is Prem Purusharth. It's the duty of all followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the duty of all followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they should take this statement very seriously. Prema Pumartho Mahan, that the ultimate goal of life is Prem, Krishna Prem. Ultimate goal of life is not to become a scholar or not to become a, you know, big anything other than a big premi. The ultimate aim of life is to become a very nice premi, premi bhakta. That is the ultimate aim of life. Jiva Goswami says, paniyam paniniyam athva haniyam paniniyam. This panini who teaches Sanskrit, he is the acharya of Sanskrit. If he is helping you in glorifying the Lord, then paniya paniniyam, drink more from panini, drink more from panini. And if he is not helping you, then haniya paniniyam, then it is hani. This panini becomes big hani. Haniya paniniyam. In Harinamamrita Vyakaran at the end, he takes the names of all the grammars and he says, if they are used in the service of the Lord, very nice. He glorifies them. If they are not used in the service of the Lord, haniya paniniyam. I don't consider that very well. And therefore he wrote a grammar which will achieve both purposes. And that it will give the glories of the name of the Lord, and at the same time it will enable one to learn grammar. Otherwise it is useless. It is complete waste of time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially when he was doing his tour of South India, he saw one person who was reading Bhagavad Gita, but he did not know how to read Sanskrit. Did not know how to read. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why are you crying? He said, oh, I am not able to read Bhagavad Gita. My spiritual master told me I should read Bhagavad Gita, but I am not able to. Why? Because I don't know Sanskrit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very nice. I am very happy that at least you are following the order of your Guru Maharaj. And he embraced that person, and that person immediately got Krishna Prema. Immediately got Krishna Prema. There was no need for him to learn all the intricacies of the language, study Bhagavad Gita from different points of view. Simply by an attempt to satisfy the spiritual master, everything else is done. Therefore, instead of running behind these people who are excessively proud of their vain wealth, excessively proud, one should definitely search out for the association of devotees. Rup Goswami says, Sajatiya Snigdha Sangha. In devotees also you should search out that association which is like-minded. That association which is Sajatiya, like-minded association. Because devotees are having different moods. Shantaras, Dasiras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras. And different devotees who are trying to aspire for one of these modes, they should definitely, Rup Goswami advises that they should stay in the Sajatiya group. They should associate with like-minded devotees. So instead of seeking wealth outside, definitely wealth will come. We should endeavor. It doesn't mean that we should sit at home and say that Krishna will send me. We should definitely endeavor according to our adhikar. If we have bhakti adhikar, if we have gotten the adhikar to perform devotional service 24 hours a day, definitely we will be able to do it and Krishna will send us wealth or money or whatever resources are. If we don't have bhakti adhikar, then we have karma adhikar, then we should definitely go and do some karma. Krishna will definitely provide whatever resources are required. But everybody should come and seek association of devotees, like-minded devotees, so that they can get prema dhan. Instead of this dhan, which is made by this kakatunda and karaskar vriksha, which is the people of the outside world, we should definitely aspire for prema dhan. But in the society of devotees also, we should be very careful. Because it is very commonly said, ati parichayad avagya, santat gamanad apamano bhavati, malaye bhilla purandari chandana tarukashtam indanam kurute. Ati parichayad avagya. Don't be too familiar with anybody. Don't be too familiar with anybody. Because it leads to avagya, disrespecting the other person. Santat gamanad apamano bhavati. Don't try to take services from any person repeatedly, because he'll definitely insult you. Definitely he'll insult you. If you take the services of a person repeatedly, definitely he'll insult you. Malaye bhilla purandari chandanataru kashtam indanam kurute. That tribal lady, Bhilla, who is staying in Malai Parvat. Malai Parvat is a parvat where there are all trees of sandalwood. All the trees are made of sandalwood. Chandana taru kashtam indanam kurute. She uses the sandalwood even for burning her bonfire, for cooking her food. Okay. She does not understand what is the value of chandana taru. What is the value of sandalwood? In the association of devotees where we are all in the Malai Parvat, it's like this. If we stay 1 month in Malai Parvat, we might not even be able to recognize the smell of the sandalwood. So we should be very careful, and definitely we should try to seek the association of devotees so that we'll get real prema dhan. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande.